The Enchanted Castle. Psyche was flying high above the ground, safe in the strong but gentle arms of Zephyrus, the West Wind. "This cannot be the beast we are all meant to fear," she thought to herself. "This wind must be the beast's messenger and herald. He is taking me to my doom. Well, at least it's a comfortable way to travel." She looked down on the city in which she had grown up. How small and neat and trim everything looked. So unlike the overgrown, ill-smelling and ramshackle township she knew and hated. Zephyrus gained speed and height, and soon they were swooping over hills and along valleys, soaring over the blue ocean and flashing past islands, until they were in a country she did not recognize. It was fertile and densely wooded, and as they made a gradual descent, she saw, set in a clearing, a magnificent palace, cornered by round towers and crowned with turrets. Gently and easily Psyche was lowered, until she landed with a gliding step on the flowered grass in front of a pair of golden gates. With a fizz and sigh, the wind flew away, and she found herself alone. She heard no growls, roars, or rapacious snarls, only a distant music floating from the palace's interior. As she made her tentative approach, the gates swung open. The royal palace in which Psyche grew up was, to the ordinary citizen of her country, ornate, opulent, and overwhelming. But next to the gorgeous and fantastical edifice she was entering, it was nothing but a crude hovel. As she made her way inside, her amazed eyes passed over columns of gold, citronwood, and ivory, silver relief panels carved with an intricacy and artistry she had never dreamed possible, and marble statues so perfectly rendered that they seemed to move and breathe. The light glittered in the shimmering gold halls and passageways. The floor she stepped over was a dancing mosaic of jewels, and the mysterious music grew louder and louder as she penetrated deeper inside. She passed fountains where crystal waters played in miraculous arcs, shaping and reshaping and quite defying gravity. She became aware of low female voices. Either she was dreaming, or this palace was divine. No mortal, and surely no monster, could have ordained so fabulous a habitation. She had arrived at a square central room, whose painted panels showed scenes of the birth of the gods and the war with the Titans. The air was perfumed with sandalwood, roses, and warm spices.